Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Duke's Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Here's where we try to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. I'm here tonight with my trusted co-host, Mr. Dukes.
Good evening, Mr. Gene. Good to be back one more time.
And we have a special guest in our place today. It's Mr. Scott Howard. Scott, how you doing? Glad to have you.
I am awesome, Gene. Thanks for having me here.
Good to see you. We have something special for you veterans in order to honor the veterans. However, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you that my trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby, is going to do. Bobby, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing just fine. How are you all doing today?
I am doing fine. Anyway, if you got the clips, Bobby, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, we're getting ready for Memorial Weekend, the time to honor our veterans, individuals who have lost their lives, gave their lives for us, and we want to do our part to represent that. And at the present time, we have two people that, well, actually all three of us have some military experience. However, before we get started with that, I'd like to just take a 30-second moment of silence to honor all of the veterans in terms of those who have given their life for this country. Okay? All right, 30 seconds, and just to respect our veterans. Okay. All right. We have all three of us here at the present time, and we are going to share some of our stories, possibly.
and hopefully maybe get a couple people to call in to share theirs.
Yes, and that would be nice. And that would be very nice if you veterans out there would like to call in and share your experience or ask some questions. I'm going to ask Mr. Scott, Mr. Dukes, and possibly myself. I'll include myself in this. But what we want to do is to share what we experienced in the military and possibly some others, but you're more than welcome to call in. But we would like to share and offer possibly some advice to help more veterans, both in the areas of entrepreneurship and in case of jobs as well. But today we're going to cover the entrepreneurs. Anyways, I'm going to introduce Mr. Scott Howard right here and Mr. Hines Bendukes. But Mr. Scott, since you are our guest, could you tell us, I have a little cheat sheet here, but can you just kind of give us an idea of, as far as who are you, and can you kind of tell us the military, the branch of the military that you were in, the rank, if you like, and maybe a little bit about what you did.
Be careful, Gene. Once you get me talking, I may just go on for the next hour.
Well, I'll start coughing and all that stuff. I'll start doing
I was in the Army from 1974 to 77. The first 8 months I was in was the last 8 months of the Vietnam War. I got stationed at Fort Ord, California, which is no longer there. But at the time, I was one who was greeting a lot of the people coming back from Vietnam. Mm. I feel fortunate that I did not go there. Some people might say it was a good place to go, but not, I didn't look forward to that. But I did greet a lot of people coming back, and one interesting thing about being in the military at the time was you heard a lot of the stories from the people who were coming back, the stories that they don't want to tell the civilians and their wives and girlfriends and things like that, or their children. Yeah. But I heard those stories, and I do not envy some of the things that they went through.
Yeah, it's I'm pretty sure it's something none of us can imagine unless we've been through it and made it back in order to tell the others. Mr. Hines Bendukes, can you kind of tell us the same thing in terms of what it is that you've done and the branch of the service, and what did you do since?
I'm an Air Force retiree, 23 and a half years. I had the pleasure of going to Vietnam. And you were right, I don't like to talk about it. It's not that enjoyable conversation. But the military has been good to me. I have no regrets whatsoever.
Okay. And we have a caller on the line, is that right?
Yes, we do have Larry here, yes.
Okay, we have another guest that's calling in. His name is Larry LaBelle. Larry, how you doing?
Not too bad, Gene.
Thanks for taking the time out to join us. We're just getting started. And I'm asking you guys to tell us who you are, the branch of the service that you were in, and a little bit about what are you doing now?
Yep. So my name is Larry LaBelle. I was in the Navy from 68 to 72. I was stationed at the National Security Agency, D.C. So it was Vietnam, but I didn't get anywhere near it. I was an E5, or rank and stuff. And what I'm doing now, I'm basically a resume writer and career coach.
Okay, great. Now, Scott, I kind of missed that with you. I know what you're doing now, but tell the audience what it is that you're doing now.
First, I'd like to ask, Larry LaBelle, I recognize that name. Are you a CEO Space member?
Nope, not yet.
do we know each other? You just sound, the name sounds familiar to me. Right now, for me, I am a self-employed graphic designer, illustrator, children's book illustrator, and author. I just recently finished writing a fantasy fiction book, which is being edited. It will probably be out. My goal is for the 1st of September. I just like to stay busy. I'm semi-retired. But that just means I don't work a regular job. I spent my career working in ad agencies and corporations as an art director, creative director. Now I'm happily self-employed, and when I'm not working for a client doing work, I'm writing a book or illustrating a book or doing something that keeps me creatively busy.
That's great. That's great.
Larry. Oh, one other thing. I'm also a public speaker, have been for 12 years.
Awesome.
Now, it's possible that Larry's been on our show before. It's possible, but that way back in the past, you guys were on the show together. I'm not sure.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, let me tell you about me. I'm Gene Hodge. You all know that. I spent my time in the military. I was drafted into the Army during the Vietnam wartime, and I ended up working with information systems and information I can't share. And so, and what I'm currently doing now is I have a training company, as many of you know. We're training people to find jobs based on what they enjoy doing, and I'm going to stop right there at this point. But that's enough. I won't go into any more. But thanks for sharing that information. But now that we've got that out of the way, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. But you're listening to myself, Mr. Scott Howard, Mr. Heisman Dukes, and Larry LaBelle, and we'll be right back to share more of our experiences with you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country and two words have been added to the pledge of allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
This portion of the Employment Opportunity Hour is brought to you by HodgePodge Training. Most humans are naturally motivated to do things they enjoy, but when it comes to our workforce, most job seekers and employees settle for jobs they don't enjoy or don't want to do. I'm Gene Hodge, founder and CEO of HodgePodge Training, a workforce optimizing training company. We've developed a process that trains job seekers to gain enjoyable employment using their motivated skills and abilities, and CEOs, government, and educational leaders on how to increase employee productivity and morale. Who do you know that could use our services? For more information, send an email to gene@hodgepodgetraining.com.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Radio Show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
All right.
Money.
About some money.
Something all entrepreneurs want. We just want to remind you that that's why we're in business, trying to make a little bit of money. I'm here with Mr. Scott Howard, Mr. Heisman Dukes, and Larry LaBelle, who's on the phone. And we are talking about some of our experiences in the military, honoring Memorial Day weekend, both this week and possibly next week as well. My next question for you guys is based on what you did in the military, did any of that help you out in real life now? Mr. Dukes, we'll start with you.
Yes, it did. I opened up my own after I retired. Well, really, before I retired, I opened up my own auto shop. I have a 6-bay auto shop. I have 5 employees. And I ran it for 18 years until my family told me I need to quit and come home. Said I never was at home, so that's how I got into the teaching field from that.
Okay. Mr. Larry, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And did you hear the question? How has the military experience helped you out in life, or has it?
Well, before I became a resume writer and career coach, I was basically in the software field. I was a director of training, instructional designer, and trainer. And my experience in the military at the National Security Agency got me involved with computers, so that contributed to years that I had working in software.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Great. And what are you doing now?
Career coach and resume writer.
That's okay. Right, right. Okay, Mr. Scott, I'll give you the floor.
The question is, how did the military help me out? At the time I went in, I was 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I would say that it did was it helped me to grow up. I developed confidence by being in. When I got out at 20, shortly after I turned 21, I started college. I went to college for 5.5 years, majored in art, minored in psychology, and took every single class I could take for those 5.5 years. The VA loan helped me get through that. Mm-hmm. And coming out of college, I would say that it also gave me the confidence with my military background and college education to have no hesitation about getting out there and interviewing for jobs that many people might not have felt they were quite ready for. I just went for it. And I was surprised sometimes that I got those positions that many people wouldn't have thought I was ready for, but just told myself I can step into anything, and I did.
Great, great, great. Well, I'll share my story. I did spend my time in the Army, and I came out and started up. I worked with computers and did some programming stuff like that in the military. And when I came out, I went back to that, and it just went from there to helping others and then helping people to learn more. I was one of those kind of people that used to like to run my mouth since I was in the military. And I figured I could have passed away at any time. Once I got out, I decided to start talking to people. And so one day, my supervisor says, "Gene, you're always out there talking to everybody and never at your desk doing your job. Why don't you start going out there and tell the users what we do to make the systems for them?" And that's how I got involved in training. And that just led from more and more to where now, as a training consultant, training consultant for some big companies, and now I have my own thing, doing my own training.
Now, Gene, I thought when you were in, computers weren't invented yet.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because
they had the big ones.
Right. Now, the advantage of knowing that is that we know what's behind all of this stuff, and we know what it takes to make it. And unfortunately, I'm sad to say that so many people now, based on the environments we live in, they've given all of their confidential information to a machine. Everybody knows everything about you now.
Yeah. I do remember in the military, I had friends who were in finance, and everything was on data cards with the holes punched in them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I had no clue what those holes meant.
You're talking about me.
Oh, you were the hole puncher. Did hanging Chad start with you?
You remember all that, too. Wow. I didn't know that.
That was
way big. I hear somebody talking. I'm not sure who it is.
James is on the line now.
Okay, James.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, James? This is James Montgomery. And James, you just got on. We're glad to have you. But we had asked our guests, which you are now one of them, to just tell people your name and a little bit about what did you do in the military and what are you doing now?
Okay. My name is James Montgomery, and I actually served in the Army, the U.S. Army.
Oh, three of us.
And my job, my MOS in the Army was 88 Mike. I was a truck driver, and my job description was pulling convoy security in Afghanistan 2012-2013.
Wow. Ooh, okay. And... okay, that's what you did in the military. What are you doing now?
So now I'm currently an entrepreneur. I have a business called Solo Magazine, and I advertise for upstart entrepreneurs. I design clothes, my own merchandise for my brand, and I have a podcast as well.
Great, great, awesome. Great. Thank you very much. You're on the line with, I'm not sure if you can see us, but Mr. Scott Howard on my left, Mr. Heinzman Dukes on my right, and Larry LaBelle, who's on his phone just like you are. And so there are now four of us.
Five.
Okay.
Five of us on the phone at the same time. What I'm doing is I'm just asking some questions, and we got about 3 minutes that we can go to the next question and try to get a little bit more done. The other question that we had that this is for you, James, that I had asked. How has the military helped you to do what it is that you're doing now, if that?
I would say first thing, it taught me responsibility, accountability, and structure.
Hmm. Great. Okay. Okay, well, that's a good one. I had to learn a little discipline, too, when I went in. Just a little bit. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that. But when it comes to the workforce, and we got time to do this. What do you think? Why do you think employers are having such a problem hiring veterans? And you take Larry, any comments?
Well, one thing I've seen, it's not, overall. Sometimes the veterans have a hard time translating their military experience and jargon into civilian terms that companies can understand.
Okay.
I know, like, mm-hmm. The Air Force schools here, they do a lot of training for people who are exiting service, and they cover that.
Okay. Okay, I understand we got another caller on the line, I believe.
We do. We have Mary, whose friend was a Army nurse.
Okay, hello, Mary.
Hi. What is your first name again?
My name is Gene Hodge.
Gene. Okay, anyway, I was driving and I listened to the radio and I heard all these gentlemen talking about their involvement. Well, I'm an RN, or registered nurse. Had been for a long time, but I was not in the service, but a lot of the nurses who I know and my classmates would go into the reserve, and they would go to meetings all the time, and they were in for 20, 22, 25 years, whatever.
Wow.
And my one friend, she used to, she was a nurse who would transport the soldiers back and forth from Vietnam. They would put the wounded on planes, certain planes equipped to take the wounded on many times on gurneys and stuff, and they would be involved with their intravenous feedings and their injections and their medications and their requests and the wounded and their wounds and stuff. And she used to come back and tell us all about it. She did two back and forth things, and it was like, oh my God! I didn't realize their involvement. They were kind of retired, but they were called because there weren't many nurses who were trained to do this,
mm-hmm.
or who were in the reserves who could who would go anyway. So I just thought I had to add my two cents. She is no longer with us. that she rests in peace. But I just had to call in because sometimes people don't know, they think nurses work in hospitals and all stuff like that, but they were really part of that Vietnam exposure and working over there and then, transporting these soldiers back and forth. And to me, it was exciting. And I often wish I would have done that, but she had a lot of tales to tell about what that experience was like, and thank God they were there for them.
Okay, well,
I just had to let you know that.
Well, thank you very much. But in case you know of any right now, we are literally planning to have a show of female veterans coming up pretty soon. And we're looking for additional veterans that we can put into our little bank and be able to call on them as these events and holidays come up.
Oh, cool. And okay. Just we'll call into the station and let you know who they are and who I know. Okay?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary.
And thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to take a short break. You are listening to myself, Mr. Scott Howard, Heinzman Dukes, James Montgomery, and Mr. Larry LaBelle. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
And don't change that dial. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Keep on going to reach that higher ground. Keep going and start your own business. Become the entrepreneurs that you may want to be. And we definitely need you in this country of ours. I'm here with five people on the phone. Mr. Scott Howard, Heinzman Dukes on my right, and James Montgomery and Larry LaBelle, all veterans on the phone. I have a question for all of you. I'm going to ask the individuals on the phone first. So, Larry, I'm going to choose you. But what can employers, based on your thought, what do you think employers can do to hire more veterans? Are you there?
I think you might have set the phone down.
Oh. Okay. Well,
I hear him there.
Mr. James, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Did you hear the question?
Yes, I would say employers, they're not hiring the veterans based off their specific skills
mm-hmm.
and experience. I think if they targeted particularly off skills alone, I think they would have a better turnaround with their hires of veterans.
Okay, say that again now.
I said basically that a lot of employers are not hiring or putting, being specific with their ads,
mm-hmm.
yes, for hiring based off the specific skill. Yeah, I believe if they be more direct with and ask directly what they're looking for, you know, like the skills and qualities, I think they would actually get better feedback, you know, from the vets, and you know, they would be able to retain more vets over a long time of period.
Okay. All right, thank you. And Mr. Larry, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What type of suggestions might you have in terms of what employers can do better to hire veterans?
Make specific efforts to recruit vets.
Great.
Now, when it comes to the dream job,
mm-hmm.
you mentioned, I have a great book that I recommend to everybody. It's called What Color Is Your Parachute for Teens?
Mm-hmm.
But don't be misled by teens. Good for adults, too.
Great, great.
If you're going to change careers, this book is excellent.
Okay. I'm going to jump in if you two gentlemen don't mind.
Go ahead.
It's your show. We'll let you in.
I'm going to piggyback after what Larry said. My suggestion is what employers can do. Employers can hire more veterans in the personnel and interviewing role. I think there you have non-experienced individuals trying to hire veterans and not understanding the qualities and skills and abilities that they're bringing into an employer.
That's a good one, Gene.
That's why I might jump in. I couldn't wait.
I thought this was a tough question, but I'd like to add veterans, that there's not really a stereotype. Maybe people perceive veterans as all being alike, but really veterans are people, and we're all different, personalities, different skills, different interests. And sometimes I think maybe the employers, the HR people, the people doing the hiring, need to see them as people and get to know them as people as well, other than just a veteran, just somebody who maybe has served in a military uniform or been to a war zone or whatever that might be, but to see them and get to know them as human beings as well.
Yeah, great. Mr. Deuce.
When it comes to the veterans, do we have any statistics on how people exit the military and are successful in getting a job in the corporate world? That would be great stuff if we could find it.
I believe we can.
Can you repeat that again?
It's basically just when you've got veterans leaving the military, statistics on how successful they've been in the companies they went to. People will say, wow, obviously you're a great asset.
I don't have any statistics on that. I haven't really seen anything stand out like in the newspapers or in the media in terms of companies that are literally doing that. You know, where they're bragging about it.
You know, I think the show previous to this one, they were talking about our own self-thoughts and the things in our minds and that we tell ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's a veteran or not, what is encouraging that person to go for their dreams, to go for the jobs they really want, to be able to say, I'm qualified to do this or I can do this. And I don't know if there's anything specific in veterans that makes them feel comfortable, confident, competent to go out and look for those, or if there's something inside of each one or certain ones who are fighting with their own consciousness, their own self-confidence. Maybe they're telling themselves that they can't do it, or for some reason this company, oh, they're not going to like me. And I think that's a big part of it as well. It's an internal thing that every one of us deals with, veteran or not a veteran, to get out and feel like you can do it. And they have to be out there pushing for those jobs they want instead of fearing rejection or whatever it might be.
Great comment.
Well, you know, on my retirement days, we was given, I don't know if they still do this, it would give us 45 days to transition. I could go and any company I wanted to go and ask them, would they give me 45 days in their facility? And if they did, I could work there. They didn't have to pay because we still got paid by our military job. And if they liked us, or if they saw what we could give them, then they might consider hiring us. But what it did, it gave that veteran an opportunity to really see if he could fit in. Because a lot of, even coming out of the Air Force, it's a whole different life, a whole different ball game.
And you spent, 23 years in the military? So that's a big transition after that.
Yeah, it's a big transition going. And you got to be able to go and transition into the civilian world.
Okay, we got another caller on the line?
We do have Dee Wilkins. And to answer Larry's question, Department of Labor says that as of 2018, 31% of the federal workforce was made up of veterans. And as of 2020, that comes out to 8,918,000 veterans.
That's good.
8 million, but over almost 9 million, we'll just say.
I wonder how that compares to the number of homeless veterans and those who aren't finding jobs. We're hearing that in the news too, and we don't know.
And you see them on the street.
Yeah,
you can see Dia's on.
Okay. Hello, caller.
Yes. Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Fine.
I was just calling in because I was fortunate enough to be married to a member of the Screaming Eagles, and he, of course, now is deceased, but his military experience led him to become the editor of WSBN in Miami. And like piggybacking off of both Mr. Dukes and Scott, it was very difficult to, at that time, find a position because of the military background. However, because of the transition period, they were allowed to go out to different companies and to be able to interview, learn interview skills, et cetera, et cetera. So although I was not, I'm not a veteran, I just wanted to express the fact that I was married to a vet and the powerful impact that it made on our lives and the lives of others. Because in his position as editor, he hired vets.
Okay.
Wow. Awesome.
Awesome. Now,
Thank you.
No,
I'm sorry.
Hold on just for a second. What do you think employers could do better?
I think if employers really take an interest and do as Scott says, you have to be very cognizant of all of the things that vets went through. Some of them were like you guys, able to learn from whatever they were exposed to. It's hard to take the battle off of the battlefield and into the corporate world. Mm-hmm. So I think that they need to, if an employer is really serious, he has to look into the fact that these are humans, they have been through a lot, and the transition can be a little difficult, but it is very significant because all of you are proving success as entrepreneurs based on some of what you went through in the service.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for those comments.
Hey, Dee, I think the last time I was here 4 months ago or so, you called in then too, and I think Gene is getting suspicious of us now.
We have a great listener. thanks for that comment.
I know it like that, though. As a veteran coming out, I guess I was fortunate because my profession is close to the civilian life. I was automotive technician in the Air Force, and that fell right into the hands of the civilian world. But a lot of guys don't have that opportunity. You know, you got to go and find what you want and then try to develop to be that and hope the company will like you and give you that opportunity. But being that I was in that field, I was able to go out and start my own practice. And I did it for 18 years. And I still do it.
Those people who don't have, you know, viable skills, if they're a rifleman or something like that,
mm-hmm.
there is a group in every state called Workforce Development Center.
Mm-hmm.
We have a group inside of it called WIOA, W-I-O-A.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get up to $10,000 in retraining fund. You just have to qualify financially, but if they're out of work, they will qualify. That way they can get the training you need to get a new job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. We're going to take a short break because when we come back from the break, I'm going to ask all of you to give out some tips. Okay, to help. But we'll be right back.
All right.
I don't know where I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna find my purpose. Gotta find out. Don't wanna wait.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Okay, don't let nobody stop you, especially you entrepreneurs, and even more especially you veterans, because we're dedicating this show to you and your services that you've given to our country, and I'm one of the ones, and I'm pretty sure I can speak for the others. We would like for us to help you to get what we've gotten, whether it's employed or self-employed or becoming an entrepreneur. We'd like to just share our knowledge for that. And anyway, I'm just going to share this for the guest that's on the show. You guys are welcome to stay around to our next show, which is the Employment Opportunity Hour. When it comes down to getting jobs, you're more than welcome if you can to stay on a little longer, but I just want to let you know that. However, for the veteran, what tips could you offer? I'd like to get two tips from you, if possible, possibly one at a time, then we come right back around. But a tip that you think that could help a veteran to find enjoyable employment, not a job. Any tips that you can come up with in order to help that, you know, to help the person find their dream job versus a job, or to start their own business? What kind of tip could you offer? And who wants to go first?
Any of our guests on the phone have something right away that
Larry,
comes to mind?
Larry, James, do you want to be first?
Sure. Yeah, this is James. I would love to. All right. So my main thing is find something that you love to do if pay wasn't an issue.
Oh, your voice is a little low. I'm not sure if it's
going out.
Yeah, so I was basically saying, like, find something
are you there?
You can do.
if pay wasn't an issue.
Hmm. Okay, say that again because your voice kind of went out.
If pay was not an issue. Something you'd like to do if pay was not an issue. I think that's a good suggestion.
You have a love for it so you don't feel like you don't get distracted.
Oh, your voice is kind of low. I'm not sure.
I'll follow and comment on that. I definitely agree that money should not be the primary issue. Of course, a certain amount of money does make life a little easier than when you're struggling financially. But it is important, probably more important, as James just said, to find something that is in your spirit, that makes you happy to do it, that makes you enjoy your job instead of hating going to work every day when you have to get up and you can't wait for Friday to come along. Excuse my language, but it sucks.
Yeah.
And to find something you enjoy and find a way to do that and make a career out of it is so important to enjoying your life.
Yes.
So
I
do agree with you, James. That's vital in our lives is to find something you enjoy. The challenge there is that some people know what that is inside of them and know what they want to do or like to do, and they're able to find it and make a living doing it. There are many out there who don't really know what they want to do. My daughter was one. She finished her sophomore year in college, and she called me up and said, "Dad, I have to declare a major next year, and I still don't know what I want to do." And we talked about it. I tried suggesting she major in business because I thought you can become self-employed, you can work into the go up in the executive ranks. She ended up choosing communications, and she got a job as a producer with Turner Broadcasting in Atlanta, and she loved it. So she just kind of, I don't know how she picked it. She randomly thought, this is the direction I'll go in, and it worked out well for her. So she's been very happy and loves the work. But I think that is a key, is finding something you like.
I want to add on to that, in a sense. I'm just going to jump in, Mr. Dukes. But I'm going to say that we all know what we like doing. We just don't know where it fits. But we all do what we like all the time. We do it to relax. We do it to get energy. We do it to feel good. And they're all functioning. And so my tip would be recognize what turns you on that you find yourself doing. Let us help you to find out where it fits.
One thing, Keen.
Yeah.
Sometimes people are making a transition is to find somebody who can be a coach for them who's already done that transition. They can support them, help them figure out what they want to do and stuff like that.
Great.
There's lots of vets who've already done it. I'm sure they'd be happy to help.
Right.
I would assume that it's very hard to get out of the military if you've been an infantry person and that's what you've done is march around and you've shot guns and or you know, again, something that's very military oriented, and now you're getting out into the civilian workforce. It must be especially challenged to find that thing that fills your heart and that you really want to do, or to get started in that field. And maybe education is a good way to go. Get into school and use your VA benefits to go to school and learn a little bit more about what you want to do, and that'll get you the connections that you're looking for. And connections is a big part of it as well. Networking. Getting out and meeting people. Mm-hmm. And as this gentleman just said, to find people who are in that field and maybe can help make connections for you. Who is it? Dale Carnegie used to say, it's not always what you know, but who you know.
Yeah. Yep.
And I had the privilege of hiring a guy in my shop. He was ex-Army. And the thing about him, he knew what he wanted. But being because he was in the infantry group, everywhere he went, they didn't accept him because he had been in infantry. He said, "All you do is shoot guns. We don't shoot guns here." So he went back. I told him, I said, "Why don't you, do you like automotive?" He said, "Yeah, I was in automotive while I was in the Army. But all I worked on was tanks." I said, "Don't matter. If you like that, come on, go to school, and you can do automotive." He now has his own shop.
Well, what's the tip?
The tip is, do what you really want to do if you know what you want to do.
Excellent.
And you do know what you want to do. You just don't know what title to put on it.
Right.
Yeah.
And the title doesn't matter. As long as you know what you want to do.
If you have a heart for it, nobody can stop you.
Right. That's right, James.
Great.
You got to have that hog rooted nose.
Okay.
One thing, Gene.
Yep.
That I've recommended to some people coming out of the military who are having trouble making the transition and so forth, was to take a job and pay the bills and pursue your dream at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That way it takes out the biggest fear of I'm not going to be able to support myself, lose my home, everything.
I'm just going to give one tip, unless somebody else has one, but one final tip. Always tell everybody what you would like to do.
Mm.
That's in the dream. That's in the vision. Always tell the world what you'd like to do.
And don't listen to the naysayers who say you can't.
Oh, you're going to have those. You're going to have the naysayer.
The more successful you are, the more naysayers there are going to be.
Yeah. Take the naysayer and say thank you.
That's it.
I tell them all thank you. That's right.
I use that as motivation to prove them wrong.
Right. That's right.
I think we all have dreams and thoughts.
To a veteran is finding a local job seeker support group that can help you learn all the skills that you need to create a great resume, practice interviewing a lot, whatever. And they're all free.
Great. Okay, I think we've run out of time, though. And I'm going to say thank you very much for taking the time out to come on our show, share your ideas and tips and all that. You're more than welcome to stay around for the next show, which is the Employment Opportunity Hour, talking about jobs.
Yeah, I already started.
And not really jobs, but enjoyable employment.
This has been great. We've all been sitting here shaking our head yes to everything that was said. It's been awesome.
I thought we already started it. He already told him about the entrepreneur. The job.
But I gave
out.
Him the. I gave them the invite.
You sure did.
Anyway, so we have something that we're going to close out with.
Yes.
You know, to honor the veterans. And Bobby, if you got it, let it go. And thank you very much. And stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Go. Recognize.
Got a little Frank Sinatra in there too.
Doing it your way. All the things you find yourself doing that you enjoy doing, you literally have been doing it your way.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.